Oh my gosh, where to begin? Where to begin? That's when you think you're out for fire. You're can't really put a finger on where things seem to go south because, as I stated before, as you already know, we have no way to determine when we should go left, when we should go right, or when we should move at all. Because at any given moment, anything could sway, anything could turn, anything could go bad, and it may not necessarily be a move we make or something that directly affects us, but it still will find its way to bring us down or make us change something. We can't live. We can't live life for people. As I tell my kids, you're gonna have to grow and you're gonna have to make your mistakes. You're gonna have to take bumps in life. There's no way you can avoid it. But you can also choose to say the right thing. You can choose to do the right thing. Just choose to be a good person and know that bad things happen to good people, true enough. Nobody's immune to it. Nobody's immune to bad luck, in any form. I say we almost take our bumps. I don't really know how to start this, but I know one thing. I'm gonna try my hardest not to mention any bullshit or how I feel about certain people, because I just want to kind of focus on the solution. Focus on how to still see it. Silver lining in these in this phase of dysfunction I'm going through. And I'll explain a little bit now. I was all ready to upload my episode a few days ago on Monday. Had a conversation with my mother that really brought me down, but in a way it brought me and my mother a little closer. It brought me and my little brother a little closer. Because it had to do with our family. You guys know how I speak of the things that I do, not to brag or anything like that, try to stroke my ego, but I speak on the things that I do, help people and things of that nature, just to show you all the different side. That's it, the different side. Let you know that I'm still and I'm actively trying to. Practice what I preach, so to speak. And I told you recently about a particular person that I really tried to help and what happened. But just knowing that, like I said, I'll do it again. What if you get hurt again? And so be it. It's just the life that I choose to live. It is the way that I choose to be. And I always wonder why I'm like this, why I'm like that, why I do certain things for people, why am I willing to give when people don't want to help themselves? Hearing my mother cry really put that in perspective for me. Because she tries to help people, tries to be a good person, and still, bullshit. Still, people come with their own agendas, their own way of doing and during the 38 years that I've been living, me and my mother have pretty much been the same people. We haven't changed. no way. I mean, has it been perfect between me and my mother in our relationship? No, not really. But no relationship is perfect. Not even mother and son. No relationship is perfect. But I do realize that myself and my mother, we have a common goal. And that's to just stay the course, so to speak. Knowing that you're going to get hurt, but just don't expect to get hurt by certain people. Hearing her cry and hearing her argue. But her being strong enough to tell me, no, Harrison, I don't want you to come. I don't want you to come by because I know how you are. And this is still family. Except Mama, I understand. I just hate hearing you cry. And me and my little brother started joking. And it really made me feel good to laugh with my little brother. It really did. Really made me feel good to laugh with my little brother. Especially during the situation. It really wasn't funny, but we still found humor in that because it just let me know that we weren't worried at all. You know, we aren't worried at all. We know we're not going to let anything happen to our mother or ourselves or each other. So we'd rather laugh instead of getting mad, doing foolish things. To hear her cry really hurt. But it also gave me the understanding of this is why I do what I do. And then things just kept snowballing. And I'd have good moments and, you know, next thing I know, a couple of days have passed and I realized, damn, I didn't upload. I got to continue to put myself out there and let people know that first thing, I'm okay. Because you guys know exactly how I am. So me putting my emotion and putting my everything into these situations, trying to help, trying to be a beacon, trying to change, you know, that could crumble a person. And I've had my moments where I fail. At those moments where I feel. But choose to get up, choose to stand up, choose to keep moving. I said I've had good moments, I've had bad moments, I've had horrible moments in this past week, past couple of days. But I just can't seem to understand why people are the way that they are. Once again, I'm trying to omit names. But y'all know how I get. Y'all know exactly how I get. Man, I'm just not one standing here screaming, hollering, and this and that. I'm really trying to keep myself from doing something foolish, you know. I use other words when I talk to my mother. And even that surprised me right there. It's just how open we are with our conversations now because she knows my anger. She knows my emotion. So I'm saying shit in front of my mother that I never really said before. She tells me, she's like, I understand your passion. I understand this is who you are. But it also brought us closer together because she knows. She knows. I remember like episodes back, I had hey, good morning, man. Episodes back, I spoke on how she didn't understand certain things that I was doing, certain initiatives that I was taking, and certain programs that I was trying to involve myself in. Now she does. Now she gets it. And all I had to do was just give it time. Give it the time that it needed. Let her see the things that I'm trying to do. But, just knowing that through turmoil, I can still find light, find ways to grow with people, especially my mother, brother, my wife, through the things we've been through, my children, through the things we've been through. We still find ways to smile and still find ways to let each other know, like, yeah, we may fight amongst each other, but you know, we all know it's for the greater good. I'm dealing with a lot of people that seem to have their own agenda, as I said before. It hurts because people don't have to be the way that they are. You know, you don't have to put yourself in every situation or put your emotions and feelings in every situation, because not everything is about you. Not everything is about you. You know, I'm going through things within my family that I wish never happened. I mean, who knows? If I was more involved, would it be different? I don't know. I can't predict anything. I mean, do I want the things that have happened in the past couple of days, past couple of weeks? I mean, everything, we all know that, you know, tomorrow isn't promised. The next second isn't promised, regardless. But I know one thing, I would never scoff at any situation. Especially when it has to do with matter of someone losing their life, matter of a child, especially. You know, I lost someone that trying to get my words together. I'm not trying to get too emotional, but especially when I'm talking with the manner of a child. You know, it's kind of hard to stay focused, because I have children. I have, you know. But just saying that, just knowing that my other cousin lost her son, regardless of what people think about it, regardless of what ignorance comes out of certain people's mouths, still, she lost her child. And I'm so sorry, but it goes to show you, still, even when this tragedy that you never want to face, the ignorance of people. Good morning, but. You know, I'm trying to send as much positivity, you know, through prayer as I can, because I can't really say anything. You can't do anything uplifting when it comes to the matter of death. You know, flowers can't do it. Words can't do it. You know, a hug can't do it. I mean, yeah, it's okay if you see someone, but I really hate only seeing people at funerals, only seeing people, or only having people call, you know, when it's turmoil, when it's bad things happening. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. You know, it's hard to deal sometimes. You know? Really, it's hard to deal. It's hard to find the right words to say. It's hard to talk. I've been talking to my mother a lot more lately. It's just one conclusion that we continue to come up with is we pretty much only have each other. Pretty much only have each other. You know, my children, my wife, my little brother, my mother, myself. We pretty much only have each other. That's horrible to say. I love my family, I do. But, you know, things have happened that don't really make sense. Things have happened that I can't fathom, you know. I mean, you still got to come together. You still got to try to be decent. But I can't. I'm gonna take that one back. I can't say we only have each other because of certain family members that I know. I know I can count on. Not even count on if I need something, but just are there because, you know, I got cousins I consider sisters. Cousins I consider brothers. You know. It's hard right now, y'all. It's kind of hard to just, you know, even, like I said, even find the right words to say. I hate to even be this way. I thought I was done with the, you know, emotional shit and just trying to get shit out and only using this platform to just get this out. I mean, I should do that. Patience is a podcast. I'm supposed to be a beacon. Supposed to be a sound. Supposed to be someone you come to that can give you something. But even just saying what I just said, someone that you can come to that can give you something to, you know, feed your soul. I'm doing that. I'm doing that right now. I'm overcoming. It's just hard to bury. It's just hard to bury a child, you know. It's hard to see a child go through anything. So, can't fathom that one. Can't fathom that one. Well, you're not supposed to bury your shit. Like I said, we can't. We don't know what's gonna happen in the next second. We don't know what's gonna happen. Deal with life the best as we can. You know it's hard. You know it's hard. Do the one thing I'm getting extremely sick of, tired of, especially in my life. Getting real sick and tired of people telling me. And not even people that matter, you know, but people telling me what I need to do. All right, good morning, y'all. What's up, brother? Not much, though. People telling me what I need to do to fix my relationship with my father. And it seems like it's happening more often now. Do I like it? The hell no. Because as I've stated plenty of times before, I've tried. And it's a losing battle for me. Had another person come up to me at work. You know, me and this gentleman had a good conversation, you know, until he read my name tag. He was like, "I can't be your name." And I was like, "Why would I just pick this? But you know, so saying, yeah, your father's like my best friend. I felt that energy off of you. He was like, you need to do whatever you can do to get back in your child's life. I mean, back in your father's life. And I'm like, whoa, slow down, son, sir. I was like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Because the fact that you looked me in my eye, because I had pulled my mask down for a second. The fact that you looked me in my eyes and said, oh, you look just like, or you share the same name as, means it. He didn't mention me at all. He didn't mention me at all. So, you worked with this person for almost 20 years, and hey, you I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do with me, sir. Nothing to do with me at all. I'm still trying to navigate life and navigate through life and you know, without the teachings of a father, without the nurture of a father, and I don't need to hear, you need to fix it. I didn't break it. I didn't destroy it. You know, when I talk to my mother about it, she was like, I'm sorry. Only thing that I can tell you is, I'm sorry. Like, I know I've talked to him, you know, without you knowing and this and that and all of this stuff. But it was never to spite you, to put you down in any way. And I was like, I never blamed you for it either. But just knowing that, you know, just knowing the things that I know, hearing the things that I hear about them, and then still people telling me I need to fix this and fix that. That shit pissed me off. Because I know all of the young men that I talk to who are struggling with trying to find a father figure, just as I did when I was coming up, who are struggling and trying to find their way through life, but are latching on to me because of the positive things that I do and I say. And I'm like, I ain't perfect. Nobody is. But, you know, I try to be someone you can emulate. I try to. It get hard at times, though. I jump in my own way a lot. I do a lot of stupid shit. One thing I am is honest. One thing I am is real. I mean, sometimes they get me in trouble. But it is what it is. But I know one thing, I would never turn away from anyone or look down upon anyone. It's not how I do things. I had a conversation with someone I consider a son. You know, someone I consider a son, honestly. Honestly, I consider my little cousin my son. In a way, in a weird little way. I'm only 10 years older. But like I said, the influence that, you know, that he has on me and I have on him, you know, it's a bond that I don't think anybody can break. But hearing him speak on his father, and hearing the things that his father said to him and about him, I told him, just don't let it get to you. Don't let it get to you. Just focus on things that you have going in your life, your relationships. Focus on you. You know, you soon gonna be a father soon. You know, me having my emotions about that, being very happy for him, and, you know, the mother of his child and stuff like that. You know, just still trying to find ways to give something back. You know, felt pretty good. Had that conversation to laugh and, you know, let him know, like, hey, we here for you, you know, we here. And, you know, having the conversations I have with my brother. And my brother already know what it is between us. Nothing will ever change between us, but it's kind of hard looking at our family and knowing that they fight and have done worse things to each other, and me and my little brother have navigated through 28 years of him living and had father-son bonds as well. You know, now I consider my little brother probably possibly my best friend, but it's like, you know, I can't say that about my father. I can't say that about anybody older than me. I can't. It's because I'm looked at as that person. In my life, I'm looked at as that person. I'm looked at as, you lead us. And I look at certain people in my life, and it's like, why am I the one that's making all the right choices and right decisions, or trying to in life anyway, I shall say. You know, and I got to talk to certain people that's way older than me, as if they're children. man, you shouldn't do that. Stop that. You know, but you got to deal with what you was dealt. But sometimes you got to stay in the game long enough to get a better hand. You know, I went through struggle so much. Right now, things are starting to look a little bit better for myself, my wife, you know, my family. But we had to stay in the struggle. We had to stay in the game for so long. We kept getting bad hands, But until we may win a few here or there, we may catch a streak. You know. I'm not doing bad now. But it just seems like we feel we came up a little bit. You know, something also pulls us down even more. That's just life, though. You know, like I said, right now we face with every, with all of this emotion from things that are going on around us. You know, kind of hard to figure out how to deal with it. We stay in the course as we always have and always will. Just get hard, y'all. Just get hard. You know, I'm still faced with and struggling with, you know, trying to help and still dealing with a lot of hatred from me just trying to help people, you know. You know, I help feed a lot of people and try to nurture a lot of people and try to do the right thing. Be positive for people and be a positive life amongst a lot of ugliness, you know. And still faced with people saying, "Oh, you're a better man than me." Ain't no way I feed these people, help these people out. No way I do that. This and that. And I was like, I'm not doing it because, you know, stroke my ego, anything of that nature. I'm doing it because I've saw so much of the wrong thing in my life, and all I asked for was a little bit of help sometimes. Not necessarily financial, but just a little bit of guidance. Maybe if I would have had more kind words or someone that's a positive influence in my life, you know, I would have had better days. That's what I'm trying to be for people. That's what I'm trying to do for people I come in contact with, you know. You know, when I see a family trying to steal bread, or, you know, lunch meat, or milk, or juice, or whatever, whatever, I tell them, hey, if you don't have enough for it, don't need to steal it. I'll buy it for you. Let's try to get some good things going on in your life. Let's try to put you on a positive track instead of keeping you on a negative track that goes nowhere backwards. Try to pull people aside and say, hey, you know, you don't need to do that. I've had people recently in the past couple of days come up to me saying, dude, I was getting ready to steal that. Yeah, true enough. I was getting ready to steal that liquor. I was getting ready to steal that cereal. I was trying to steal it so I can put some money in my pocket, sell it, try to get some money in my pocket or whatever. But seeing you, I didn't take it. Because I know that not only would you help me, be willing to help me, but you try so hard to just say something positive, give me a smile, or just you know, pat me on my shoulder or something like that. Ask me how I was doing. Have things gotten any better or anything? I try to be everything I wasn't taught. And I wasn't taught shit. Nobody showed me anything. Like I said, I saw it wrong. So I said, okay, let me try doing it this way. Let me try accepting people for who they are instead of what they look like. We try doing things a little differently. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm not Saint Harrison, as people are calling me. I'm not that. I'm nowhere near that. I'm just a regular person, just trying to make sure that everybody has every opportunity in life that they need. And if it's buying a homeless man some food every couple of days, or buying a family some food, or whatever, or you know, helping this man find a job, or helping this woman get off drugs, trying to put her on a program, anything that I could do, I know one thing for sure, I'm helping a lot more people than I was last month. So things are getting a little bit better in that sense. I'm helping a lot more people. I'm doing a lot of good things now. Yeah, I am. Doing a lot of good things now. I'm trying to push the initiative at my job to just see if I could do more, if I could get, you know, substantial help, to try to help. Try to help that worker that's struggling with hours and has bills and stuff like that, that could possibly be beneficial in another department. Or anything of that nature. Just trying to be there for my coworkers, trying to be there for, you know, just people, just trying to use my position. Not only at my job, because I don't really have a position at my job, I'm just a department manager. I'm just trying to use my position in life. Just use the things that I've went through in life to try to make a better way for somebody who really doesn't know how to. Like I said, I have more good days than I have bad. It's just that recently, it's everything that's going on around me is kind of tough to deal with, because, like I said earlier, you can't really tell a person anything when it comes to death. You can't. Because you can't erase it. There's no redo. There's no rewind in life. That's right. Yeah, I'm trying. I had a guy tell me a couple of days ago, he was trying to steal some cereal, like juice and some milk and stuff like that. And I saw him, but I dealt with him before. You know, when he looked at me, he was like, "Oh man, I'm fine. I don't need no help. I need help. I'm fine." And he stopped and he turned around and he looked at me. He was like, "Man, come here for a second." He was like, "I do need help. I do need help." I was like, "Don't worry about it. You know, I'm not trying to put you out there like that. I'm just trying to help. You know? I'd rather you do it the honest way than steal it and try to run out the store and, you know, cops be all around here. You know? If they see you running, you know, who knows their reaction? Who knows? You got to be leery of everything you're doing these days. You have to. You know, I'm cautious as hell just to make it back home. The things that I heard, you know, as violent as my city can get, you know, I'm trying to keep my area, my community cool. And even though it's bullshit going on where I live too, you know, I'm still trying to make sure everybody knows that, you know, it's better ways. Better ways. Better things to do. Trying to cherish every moment, every conversation I have with somebody. Trying to put money back into the small businesses in my community. I'm trying to. I'm trying to pass word of mouth about things that are going on. Outreach programs, things of that nature. Help you kick this, help you kick that. Maybe if you're an artist and you're trying to get your sound out there, there's, you know, free studios you can use in my area. Stuff like that. Graphic designers and stuff like that are needed around. You know what I mean? Hell, I need some help with my podcast. I would love to have an intro, an actual intro, stuff like that. I know plenty of producers. Plenty of producers. You know, I feel if I did that, you'd just be the big me up. You know, even though, you know, that's just me. But like I said, going back to the person that I was talking to, he was on. Pulled me aside, we had a nice conversation, you know. We wound up knowing some of the same people that I grew up with. I was 15, 16. He's like, "Yeah, I used to be, you know, on Acmac, stuff like that." And I was like, "Really, when?" And he told me when. He's like, yeah, we used to be at the park all the time. Everybody used to be hooping and stuff like that. But I couldn't hoop, and I was just accepted by everybody in the neighborhood. I was just over there. And I was like, wait, that was you on the sidelines and all that stuff, some music and, you know, and all of that, you know, looking clothes and shit looking nice and stuff like that. Like, yeah. And I was like, man, I used to be up there all of the time. He was like, I used to hoop with, and I mentioned certain people. And he was like, really, you know this, man? And we wound up being around each other so much then. Never said a word to him. But 20 plus 20 years later, I'm seeing him and he's doing a little bit bad. You know, he's down on his luck a little bit. But being able to help him now, you know, being able to sort of be a positive influence in his life now, while he still has time, while he's still young enough to make a difference, while he's still able enough to change. I mean, there's no age limit on changing your life, but still. You know, I was kind of hoping to get back to just laughing and joking and continuing to do the numbers with the podcast that I've been doing, going that route. But like I said, you know, feeding you all the way that I am, just trying to give you every insight to my life, the moments when I'm down, moments when I'm up. And I thank you for listening. It'll get better. Always does. Gets bad at times too, but we should know. You know, we always get back up. Patience is a podcast.